At 11 p.m., according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's 2.5-ish of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990, even when I have to record the show twice, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about an hour and 20 minutes, let's just call it the midnight 20 hour. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. Hey, we're wrapping up March tonight, so go team. But first off, you know, I'm really far behind on some things, and I really feel like I could use a superhero to get things done. Somebody to take care of this dog. Somebody to help me out with these obits. You know, some people might call it an intern, but not me. I call these people heroes. And that's what I would like to find as soon as humanly possible to help me, to save me. I need someone to save me. That's all. That's really it is. Maybe it's just saving me from myself even. I don't know. But I digress, as often I do. I think we should jump right into this silliness. And I will try to be your hero by doing so, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Can I be a hero? Come around and act just like a Romeo. Can I be a hero? Turn around and tell me that you told me so. I'll change to your locality and change my personality. Donate myself to charity.
Every time you turn out the light. gentlemen, at 14 stone 11 pounds, the foul-mouthed laureate himself, that vile versifier, the man who put the dick in dictionary, the Jackie Palo of English literature, the masked poet!
Hello there. I'm the masked poet, like what the fella says of. And I'd like to open my bout this evening by doing for you a whole series of Salad's poems. Thank you. The first one I'd like to do for you is Salad's poem number one, with music fell on the piano. Pleasure of yours, please. Thank you.
Thank you. suffering. I just held it for a while, and you should have seen me smile when I opened up your letter and it read, Invisible Man. Like making love alone, wishing I was there with you instead. Your voice sings on the wire, and it sets my soul on fire. Almost caught a plane home when you said, Invisible Man, do you miss me? Like I'm missing you. Invisible Man, do you love me? Like I'm loving you. Taxi man, drive like you never drove before. Without you, I'm not me. I don't like this running free, and I'm never gonna leave you anymore. Invisible man, do you miss me? Like I'm missing you. Invisible man, do you love me? Like I'm loving you.
A hydrogen bomb has just exploded in outer space, releasing Superman's enemies, the Krypton criminals. Well, General Zod, what have you got to say?
Bip-bop-bam, Alakazam.
We are here in Metropolis, where the Krypton criminals have captured Lois Lane. But look, it's Superman!
Here I am, the one that you love.
Superman, they've got Lois. What are you doing up there?
Believe it or not,
Lois, what is the one thing you don't want General Zod to do?
Touch me when we're dancing.
They're burning up Metropolis. Superman, how do you explain the power of General Zod's heat ray vision?
He's got better day besides.
Well, Krypton criminals, what have you got to say about that? And Superman, how do you feel about the Krypton criminals?
You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute.
They've hit him! Superman is down! Here comes Lex Luthor! Hey, Lex, how would you describe Superman?
A man with a slow hand.
Superman is down again! Hey, Superman, how is it going?
I'm winning!
No, you're losing!
I'm winning!
You're losing! You're losing! Criminals to his hideout, Superman has tricked them. Well, Lex, what do you think of Superman now? And Lois, now that you've been set free, what are you and Superman going to do?
We're gonna search and find that preacher man.
Superman and Lois Lane are taking off. Wait, Superman, what about me?
I don't need you.
But Superman, I don't know how to fly!
Particle man, doing the things a particle can. What's he like? It's not important. Particle man, is he a dot or is he a speck? When he's underwater, does he get wet? Or does the water get him instead? Nobody knows. Particle Man. Triangle Man, Triangle Man, Triangle Man hates particles. universe man, size of the entire universe man, usually kind to smaller man, universe man, he's got a watch with a minute hand, millennium hand, energy on hand, and when they meet, it's a happy land, powerful man, universe man, person man. With a frying pan, lives his life in a garbage can. Person man, is he depressed or is he a mess? Does he feel totally worthless? Who came up with person man? Degraded man, person man. Triangle man, triangle man, triangle man hates person man. They have a fight, triangle wins, triangle man.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And that was just about 30 minutes, but not quite. I'll call it. But it's okay. There's plenty going on. I'm on the second round of recording, as I mentioned during the opening tonight. I had to re-record all of my parts of the program. So we're feeling the need for some superpowers right about now. A hero of any sort would be greatly appreciated at a time like this. And hopefully you're finding some strength in all of this as we string this silliness together just for you. I'm not going to waste any time. I'm going to go right back to it because I still got to record the rest of this show right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Would you like to play a game of hide and seek now? Please promise not to peek now. Well, first we count to 10, and then we'll have some fun now. Or will you fly away before we count to 1 now? The signal in the sky, oh, that's when you know that you have to fly.
You know that you have to fly, oh, a signal in the sky. The atmosphere, racing through the stratosphere, through the ionosphere, I am Captain Hideous, the master of the sky. I wear a plastic helmet and patent leather boots. I never could find out exactly why. I am Captain Hideous, but you can call me Red.
I'm brilliant and I'm noble, I'm modest and I'm brave. My heart is solid gold, so is my head.
I'm a perfect hero, of virtue I am full. I'm always chasing villains, cause I think they're terrible. Bully, 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 big, brave Captain Hideous. I speed from place to place. Though it's safe to travel by rocket ship to Mars, I always go by taxi just in case. What an ace, Captain Hideous, king of outer space. Yes, cats, this time I'm on the Zorch interstellar space caper to Mars, hunting for my old nemesis, Mule Trader Ned, the used space schmazzle king. Bright young Captain Hideous, the wizard of the lab.
As well as scientific, I'm handsome and I'm strong, 190 pounds of solid blab. dauntless Captain Hideous. The planets I explore. My ship is full of motors, thermometers, and wheels.
I wish I could discover what they're for.
I try to capture killers, but oh, it's quite a pull. They always want to kill me, which I think is terrible. Bully, 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 reckless Captain Hideous meets danger face to face. But I'm so law-abiding, whenever there's a fight, I disappear and never leave a trace. What an ace, Captain Hideous, king of outer space.
Meanwhile, behind the facade of this innocent-looking bookstore, there lurks the secret workshop of a strange Albanian genius, Eyvall Ekdahl.
Zelda the Great, even greater than Houdini. Without the marvelous escape devices which I, Eyvall Ekdahl, make for you each year, you would be nothing.
Stop taunting me, Eyvall. I hate robbing banks. All I ever wanted to be was a poor but honest magician.
We have an obscure peasant saying in my country. Dead men tell no tales. I signed a contract with the syndicate.
Kidnapping, murder, where will it end? You know I abhor violence.
What's the shooting schedule?
Gentlemen, dear friends, remember, contract calls for bumping Batman. It's in writing.
Okay, if it's in writing.
Can Batman escape? One hint, the worst is yet to come.
Robin, this is one time I'll have to go it alone.
Can I help being a woman?
Some other lifetime, Batman.
Perhaps. Some other lifetime.
Thank you.
Crimson Dynamo came along for the ride.
We went to town with the library, and we swung all over that long, tall bank in Main Street. Well, there she's wearing the mighty spell. She's a five-star criminal, breaking the code.
Think your children are as innocent as a new puppy next door? Well, they know something you don't know. They know that their American forefathers took drugs, and you probably don't even know where your father is.
Dirty Mushroom Films presents Ben Franklin, hero or hophead.
I wanted the woods and the Indians to sleep with me. But I was afraid of the cold and made them sleep outside. So I never felt the touch of a warm, naked Indian, or in a cold, naked forest.
Ben Franklin, the only president of the United States who was never president of the United States. Was he an early drug user? Let's see. He wrote of it in Poor Dick's Conspiracy in 1761, while still an apprentice bookmaker in colonial Philadelphia.
So I betook me to the Hash Fire Inn for a secret caucus of the hotheads, rebellious libertines all lusting for life and liberty. The real George Washington brought to him, and all the evening papers. We quickly proceeded to get saddle-saddled and young Tom Efferson goodly stretched by the hemp, which smoked us all like Boston scrub. What a fetid fervor of freedom.
I say, let's have a revolution.
Came up fiery Sam, the tax collector, to which Big Ben replied,
Fine, Sam. Then we can invite over a bunch of immigrants and make cars.
Yes, 1761. Hemp kindled the fire of American history. Nerdy clockwork films. An alternate look at an alternate history. For an alternate culture.
Superman zoom zoom. Zoom 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 zoom. Superman zoom zoom. Zoom 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 zoom. Got a funny, funny feeling. Like a Superman, but I'm as meek as a lamb, always in a jam, never wanna fight. What an awful sight, but when you hold me, when you kiss me, I'm Superman, zoom, 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 zoom. I'm Superman, zoom, 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 zoom. With your arms around me, ooh, honey child, I sure feel good. Strange things starting to happen in me. you kidding me? I'm Superman, zoom, zoom. Zoom, da, loom, zoom, zoom. I'm Superman, zoom, zoom. Zoom, da, loom, da, loom, da, loom. Superman, zoom, 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 da, loom, da, loom. I'm Superman, zoom, 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 da, loom, da, loom, da, loom, da, loom.
The villain who wears no pants.
No pants.
No pants.
No pants.
No pants.
No pants.
He's evil and he wears no pants.
No pants.
No pants.
No pants.
Everybody get your pants on. Get your pants on. Get your pants on. Get your pants on. Everybody get your pants on. Get your pants on. Get your pants on. Get your pants on. The villain who wears no pants.
No pants.
No pants.
No pants.
No pants. He's evil and he wears no pants.
No pants.
No pants.
No pants.
No pants. Everybody get your pants on, get your pants on, get your pants on, get your pants on. Everybody get your pants on, get your pants on, get your pants on, get your panty pants on.
A ticking bomb means trouble for Batman and Robin.
Holy, breaking and entering, it's Batgirl.
Quick, Batgirl, untie us before it's too late.
It's already too late. I've worked for you a long time and I'm paid less than Robin. Same job, same employer means equal pay for men and women.
No time for jokes, Batgirl.
It's no joke. It's the federal equal pay law.
Holy act of Congress!
If you're not getting equal pay, contact the Wage and Hour Division, U.S. Department of Labor.
Batman! Batman! Can you
hear them.
scream and holler when they hear him say, Shazam, y'all! Captain Marvel Jones, the Southern Superman. In real, I want to tell you, he's a little shoeshine boy. Everybody's trying to put down. But he just grins and laughs at them, and he never says a word. Cause he knows when he says that name, he can fly just like a bird. Shazam, y'all, Captain Marvel Jones. Trouble all the time and helping folks what's in a gym. Watching all those bad guys 24 hours a day. You ought to hear them scream and holler when they hear him say, Shazam, y'all, Captain Marvel Jones. Trouble all the time and helping folks what's in a gym. Watching all those bad guys 24 hours a day. You ought to hear them scream and holler when they hear him say, Shazam, y'all, Captain America.